אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, הקדמת ספר הזוהר. אנחנו במאמר המצווה השביעית, הגענו לפסקה 226. ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך...
We are reading in the introduction to Zohar, number 237, the 10th commandment.
I'd like to add that with us are now our friends working in the new building from the cities of Zichron Yaakov, Chadera, and Petach Tikva. Zichron and Chadera.
The 10th commandment.
The Creator created the great whales, monsters, and they are two. Orla and Priya, and then the Zachar and Nekeva, and Kol Nefesh Chaya Romeset. This is the Brit Kodesh of Nefesh Chaya Kedusha that dwelled in the water, the upper waters that were drawn to it, to this written letter. The Taninim are Livyatan and his spouse, and against them are Orla and Priya, which are Nachash Bariach and Nachash Akalton, male and female. Because Orla is Nachash Bariach, male, that has to be passed on and thrown onto the dust, and Priya is the correction to pass the evil of the Nachash Akalton, of the female. It says, and every animal which hints about the impression of the letter of the Holy Covenant, because by the Priya, where you divide the light of Priya here and there over the Yesod, the impression of the Yud is revealed, the end of the upper world, which is called Chaya. And therefore it is called the impression of Nefesh Chaya Kedusha, about which it says that kol nefesh chaya aromeset. And the upper waters that were drawn to it, to this written letter, meaning the mud of the upper world, Abba ve'ima, that are called chaya, that are extended only on the inscription of the Yud. Then He comes out of the Ma, and Yud enters in its stead, and it is called Mi like Bina. 227. For this reason, Israel were imprinted in a holy and pure inscription below, like the holy inscriptions above, to distinguish between the holy side and the other side. Thus are Israel inscribed to distinguish between the sanctity of Israel and the idol-worshipping nations that come from the other side. And as He inscribed Israel, He inscribed their beasts and fowl to distinguish between them and the beasts and fowl of the idol-worshipping nations. Happy are Israel. Also, their beasts and fowl were inscribed because man's relation toward the rest of the creatures in the world is as the relation of the collective toward the individuals in it. This is so because within man's body he includes all the people in the world in one collective, and each is an individual creature existing independently apart from the form of man. Hence, as Israel are distinguished from the nations of the world by the human in them, that same division applies to the elements in them, which are beasts and fowl. The reason why he mentions beasts and fowl specifically is because the text mentions them. However, it is the same with all creations derived from Israel and from the nations of the world.
Meaning that the structure of every part is similar, only the height of the degree decides what are the qualities that are in every part, that from them every little detail is made of, meaning every other degree. Let's continue.
The Eighth Commandment, 2:28. The Eighth Commandment is to love the stranger who comes to be circumcised and be under the wings of divinity. She, Malchut, lets under her wings all those who separate themselves from the other impure side and draw near her, as it is written, "Let the earth bring forth living souls after its kind."
Meaning every desire that wants to separate from the desire in order to receive, it separates itself more and more from the matter of receiving and brings itself closer to being neutral, let's say, and later on already towards bestowal. So we need, what does it mean to love the stranger? I don't know, love that desire that wants to be corrected, that I see that it's changing for the good in me. How is it according to qualities? What does it mean to love them? Go.
The issue of the wings of divinity is a long and profound matter, but I will clarify it as needed to understand the words below. Malchut, the Nukva of Zeranpin, is called divinity with regard to the disclosure, that is, she does not depart us even when we are very far from her, as we learn. In every place where they're exiled, divinity is with them. And as it is written, who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity. In that respect, Zeranpin is also called Shochen, and the Nukva is Shechina. This disclosure is present only when Zun are face to face on an equal level, since the illumination of the Zivug is very great until the unification appears in even the most remote and restricted places. Also, it is known that the structure of the Gadlut of Zon does not come at once. Rather, first the Katnut de Zon is built in Mochin Devak. Then the Gadlut is extended. This applies to all the degrees of Zon. Moreover, even when Zon have Mochin de Gadlut, the Mochin de Katnut are not cancelled because they too need to assist the Zivug of Mochin de Gadlut. At that time, they are called the Zivug of Divinity. Sorry, the Wings of Divinity. Repeating this paragraph, also it is known that the structure of the Gadlut of Zon does not come at once. Rather, first the Katnut of Zon is built in Mochin Devak, then the Gadlut is extended. This applies to all the degrees of Zon. Moreover, even when Zon have Mochin de Gadlut, the Mochin de Katnut are not cancelled because they too need to assist the Zivug of Mochin de Gadlut. At that time, they are called the Zivug of Divinity. It is written, and the Kiruvim shall spread out their wings upward, covering the ark with their wings. Their primary task is to spread their wings and cover the illumination of the Zivug de Gadlut, so that even the most remote will be able to receive the light of the Zivug without anything reaching the Klipot through it. It is so because those who are not...
Meaning, the wings of the divinity is like a shield that comes from above in order to protect us, to keep us, in a way that the desire to receive won't want to grab the illuminance, because then it will be hidden behind all kinds of actions of bestowal that the desire to receive doesn't want them. Let's say that there's pleasure in some action of bestow, but the action itself doesn't really draw me, so I just give up that pleasure. So that's called the kind of concealment. Or something else, let's say something. Anyway, the wings of the divinity. Let's say shame, some kind of giving up on something big, anything that distances my desire to receive from getting close to something good. That hides the good in such a, like, wrapping that I'm repulsed by it. Let's say I see things that are that I want very much, but on every one of the things there's like a huge price tag. 10 years of exertion, 5 years of exertion, give on up on this, give up on that. You know, like in a window. A store window. Yeah, there's like a price tag on everything, what you have to give up on. Instead of 100 shekel, 5,000 shekel. So here it says, on something that's really precious to me. I'll wake up at 2 a.m., go disseminate in the evening, donate such and such from your powers, from your thoughts, fill yourself, your entire time with some kind of concern, and so on and so on. And that window, there's a price tag on everything. That, let's say, is an example for the wings of the divinity. You think the wings on the divinity is something that takes you upward and you rise up. Yeah, yeah, of course, just under the condition that you can give up on that. Then it rises you up. You understand, it's the opposite from the egoistic depiction from this.
It is so because those who are not in complete purity are always repelled from the light of Kedusha, or fear that they will transfer the abundance to the Klipot. However, now, through the covering of the wings, there is careful guarding of the abundance until even the ones nearest to the Klipot cannot fail and bring down the abundance to the Klipot, because the wings protect them.
It seems to us that all these things are very distant from us. There's a lot of things that we have to know. We don't have to know anything. If we know this one thing, to more and more and more come together, closer, closer, unite, in order to find the quality of bestowal there, which reveals itself in our unity, except for that, nothing. You don't have to know anything except for that. All the other things will be revealed also in understanding, also in feeling, also in attainment, each one at his time, according to the pace that we decide, but according to the order that they're set up in them, already from above to below. Don't have to be concerned about anything, just one thing. Unity into one, in order to discover one, the quality of bestowal. That's it. And that's why when we read these thousands of details, they're telling us that's how it like reveals itself. That's how man incarnates. But it's not that our advancement depends on knowing these things, not at all, but only in that one action of unity. As a result of the shattering, keep going.
Therefore, one who comes to convert and be circumcised, since his body comes from the foreskin, whose fathers did not stand by Mount Sinai and the filth of the serpent did not cease from them.
His fathers are caught as previous states, according to today and the future.
We still have the power to raise him to upper Kedusha,
towards that same quality that is now going to connect, which is called the stranger.
By raising man for the great Zivug Dezon, Panim Bepanim, where the wings of divinity govern, spreading their wings and covering the light of the Zivug. Then we can raise the soul of the proselyte to there as well. And he is sanctified by the light of that Zivug. And even though he is not completely pure at that time, he can receive from the elimination of the Zivug.
Meaning there is the mutual support on all the other qualities that all in all help that one quality that is called the Nefesh Hager to join in order to bestow. Yeah, it's things that things are clear. There's nothing special here. But that's what they tell us, how every quality corrects itself in its own path. So on the path, we learn these names, wings of the divinity, Nefesh Hager, and so on and so on. But altogether, the actions are the same, like in the computer. Nothing new, either zero or one. Keep going. Because the wings protect them, so the abundance will not be transferred to the Klipot. Although he is near them, it was said under the wings of the divinity, because they can receive only from the light of Malchut, and only from her wings, the externality of Malchut, but not from the body of divinity, much less from Ze'an Pin himself.
We're talking about the souls that rise from Bia and are under the wings of divinity, meaning under the Masach, which conceals. Where specifically thanks to that Masach, they see how and to what extent can they connect in order to belong to the Shekhinah, to be under wings. Well, there are many such sayings about the wings of divinity, under the wings, and so on.
Malchut brings them under her wings. We could ask about it previously being said that coming under the wings of the divinity means that we must raise the proselyte to be under the wings of the divinity.
The desire that comes from Bia and wants to sanctify in Malchut of Atzilut.
While here he says that she lets under the wings, this would mean that the divinity herself will bring it up to her. The thing is that it is possible to bring the soul of the proselyte closer only through a Zivug de Gadlut. For only they are the wings of the divinity, covering the illumination of the Zivug. Thus, we first need to raise man to evoke the Zivug de Gadlut and extend the illumination of the Zivug to our soul. And then the divinity spreads her wings and covers the light of the Zivug, bringing the soul of the proselyte under her wings. It follows that the first we elevate the soul of the proselyte through Erman, and once he is risen, divinity receives him under her wings.
To the point. We suppose, well, let's simplify this. We're 300 men. Well, I'm not talking about our groups and overseas groups, but these are thousands more. We have to make sure that everyone will have the strength to correct. So that in all the desires and all the thoughts which awaken each and every moment in each and every one, everyone will get the strength to correct them, to correctly hold them in that direction of the revelation of the quality of bestowal and unity alone. This is what we have to care for. If so, my concern is for everyone. That's called he who prays for his friend, the prayer of the many. And without that, no one will know. No one will be able to correct the proselytes that awaken in him all the time. Therefore, everyone, as if has to give a shoulder, give strength, help to everyone. This is the arvut which we are obligated to introduce towards everyone. And then that's how we correct. No one can correct himself, but everyone corrects himself only by or as a result of the group influencing him by the greatness of bestowal, the greatness of the goal, and by that he every time has the strength to renew his proselytes by the forces which he gets from the environment, the impression he gets from the environment. Therefore, the general concern is for there to be the greatness of the goal burning in the group all the time. And then, it doesn't matter what is revealed, what do you fall into, or what falls upon us. All that will all in all be in favor according to the Creator's plan, where this is how we'll advance in the best possible way, quickly, by way of hastening. That's called to help and sanctify the proselytes. No one has the strength to do that. Unless a person is included in the environment, he won't even be able to correct his smallest desire, but they'll come and come back and pick his brains and his heart and the same thoughts and desires and problems repeating over and over and concerns and care until he will find, after years, that the only way he can correct them is if he is correctly impressed by the environment.
229. It cannot be said that this living soul that is included in Israel is meant for all. Rather, as it is written, living souls after its kind, to Israel, not to the proselytes. This earth, which is called living chaya, has several corridors and rooms, one inside the other, under its wings. Commentary. It is possible to raise the soul of the proselyte only when we raise man for zivug de gadlut and extend upon ourselves illumination of the neshama from that zivug. And at that time, there is a spreading of the wings of the divinity to which the soul of the proselyte raises, and he too receives from the light of the zivug. For this reason, it cannot be said that this living soul that is included in Israel is meant for all. Perhaps you could say that the proselyte too receives from that light of zivug, of living soul, that Israel extended for the illumination of their souls. However, as it is written, living souls after its kind, means that the proselytes receive from the illumination of the zivug what belongs to their kind, only from the externality of the zivug and not from the internality, which belongs only to Israel. The wings.
Well, it's a matter of degrees, Dalet Gimel, Gimel Bet, and so on. Or Katnut Gadlut. On the same Potsuf, there's both Ibur, Yenikam, Bukhin, and in different forms. All the Potsufim, they're clothed in thousands of forms of the Potsufim of the previous qualities. Say, like us. A person at the age of 60, then his whole life is in his mind and is his heart and his memories. In the spiritual world, It means that all of his previous forms, previous Peltzufim he was in, that he was in the past, they're all present. There is no absence in spirituality. Therefore, he can at any time take a Peltzuf from the previous Peltzufim and operate in it. And that's how it is. Therefore, the connection between us is so multifaceted.
The wings of Vak, the time of Katnut, which operate during the Zivug de Gadlut, as well to be covering the light of the Zivug. There are Chagat Nehi and Vak. Chagat are called rooms to dwell in. Nehi are called corridors, gate, and entrance to the rooms, but they are not to be allowed in themselves, for they serve only as an entrance and exit. This is so because the core of Chagat is Tiferet, their middle line, which is a complete Kli and a receptacle for the light of Chassadim. The heart of Nehi is Yesod, the middle line, in which there is no receptacle for itself, and serves as a way to pass through and raise Ol Chozer. This is why Nehi are called corridors. The earth, which is called animal, has several corridors and room, one inside the other under its wings, because she must bring under her wings proselytes from 70 nations. Several rooms are ready for them in Chagat, but the wings and several corridors in the Nehi of the wings. They receive nefesh from the corridors and ruach from the rooms. 230. There are two corridors in the right-hand side wing of Malchut, which divide from this wing under two other nations which are close to Nate, to Israel, in unification to bring them into the corridors. Under the left wing, there are two corridors, other corridors, which divide into two other nations, Ammon and Moab, and they are called living soul. Previously it was said that there are several corridors, and here it said that there's only two corridors, on the right and two on the left. The thing is that here it is only about inclusive, meaning that there are two inclusive corridors on the right for the nations that belong to the right.
Nations meaning qualities, different qualities. The only thing we're talking about are qualities. God forbid, thinking about geography or humanity, that it is divided into nations and so on. We're thinking only about the qualities inside a person.
And there are two inclusive corridors in the left for the nations that belong to the left. Two nations on the right include all the nations on the right to relate to two general corridors on the right wing. But the Zohar does not explain which are they. Two nations on the left include all the nations on the left, which are Amnon and Moab, and relate to the two general corridors on the left. All of them are called living souls. All the souls of proselyte that come from all the nations are called living souls. This is because they can receive only from Zivug of Gadlut de Zon, when Zon are in the place of upper Abba Ve'ima, then Malchut is called living soul, because there is a light of Abba Ve'ima in her, which is the light of Chaya. And since the souls of the proselytes receive from the wings of the living soul, they are called living souls as well. 231.
Maybe we'll read some tests.
We will go to the next part of the lesson from tests.